I oversleep today of all days. Come on, everybody, up and at him. Breakfast on the table in 2 minutes. Just call me the Galloping Gourmet.
Good morning. Table for one.
What's going on?
Oh, Monsieur Messelli, on a gentleman's first day of the college, he should not have to cook breakfast for himself or anyone else. No?
No. Oh, how nice.
May I tuck?
Tuck away. Oh, thank you. Hey, well, guys, this is great, but, you know, I got an 8 o'clock class.
Dad, what do you always tell me before I go to school?
Take off half your makeup.
Besides that, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
And he's right. Pass the jelly donuts.
So, Tony, aren't you nervous about your first day of school? I mean, you don't know anybody. You'll have to eat lunch by yourself. You might get thrown in a locker.
Oh, well, Jonathan, pal of mine, all I'll do is I'll stay friendly, I'll stay outgoing, and I'll stay away from the lockers.
It doesn't work.
Well, look, guys, great eats, but I really gotta run.
Okay. Well, what are you gonna do for lunch?
Well, I think I'll just pick something up at the student union.
I always did.
Good morning. I am Professor Elliot Darnell, and this is Public Speaking 101.
Oh, he talks good.
In this course, you will learn to appreciate the beauty of the English language and how to communicate it effectively. I demand total commitment, regular attendance, and on those rare occasions when I make a joke, I expect you to laugh. What is your name, sir?
Jimmy Lesser.
Obsequious, aren't we, Mr. Lesser?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I am a fair man. I give fair warning. Therefore, if anyone here is not prepared for a challenging semester of diligent work, that large wooden rectangle is a door. Use it now. Your first assignment is to describe yourselves using as few words as possible.
Excuse me, when is that assignment due?
Now, you're first.
Hi, my name's Cynthia Taylor. Well, before I begin, Professor Darnell, I just want to tell you how very, very happy I am to be taking your class. I have heard so much about you.
Thank you, Miss Taylor. You may be seated.
But I haven't told you anything about me yet.
Oh, yes, you have. All right, then. Who's next? You.
Me?
Which word didn't you understand?
Here goes. I'm Tony Maselli, and I used to, I played second base for the Cards, you know, the Redbirds. And I got a beautiful daughter named Sam, and in a nutshell, I'm going to college to improve myself.
That is astonishing. That is absolutely amazing.
What can I say? I got the gift of gab, you know.
Miss Maselli, in that brief introduction, you managed to violate more rules of speech and grammar than I would ever have thought possible.
That bad, huh?
Huh? Allow me to add guttural phrases to the list. Public speaking is not just a course, Mr. Maselli. It's a way of life. You are judged by the words you choose and how you use them. Therefore, you are how you speak. Now speak!
Well, I was. Out of order, huh? You and me both.
Hi. How about a nice, fresh, homemade sandwich?
Angela, what are you doing here?
Oh, I thought I'd just come surprise you and bring lunch. Surprise!
Oh. Gee, this is so nice of you.
I know, I'm wonderful. So, how was your first day of college?
You know, it was collegiate.
Hey, Tony. Bill, from your public speaking class?
Oh, you must have the wrong guy.
No, it was you. How could I forget? You were the one Professor Darnell ripped apart in front of the whole class. I'd die if that happened to me.
Well, yeah. Now I remember.
Tony, what happened?
Oh, it was nothing, Angela.
Nothing? Tony introduces himself, right? And basically, Darnell squashes him like a snail. Stomp, crunch, ooze.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
This professor's a real stiff, Angela. I mean, he makes English sound like a foreign language. I'll give you an example. Thus, allow me to eradicate a common misconception.
Professor Darnell! Hey, guys, come here for a second. What professor does this most remind you of?
If any of you students are not prepared for a challenging semester of diligent study, that large wooden rectangle...
is a door. Use it now.
Uh-oh. Professor Darnell, I was just copying the master. You know what they say about imitation being the sincerest form of flattery. Are you buying any of this?
That is the kind of behavior one would expect to find at a junior high, not at an institution of higher learning.
You're right, Professor. I didn't mean to offend you. It was just, kind of lame excuse for humor.
Kinda? Mr. Maselli, language skills are the building blocks of education. Since you appear to be blockless, I strongly suggest you reconsider attending this college.
Oh, well, Professor, I'm really sorry about what I said, but I'm here to stay, and nothing you could say is going to stop me from getting my degree.
Nothing? Nothing I can say? Then we shall be together 3 times a week for the next 4 months, and nothing could please me more. Nothing?
At least he didn't throw me in a locker.
Tony, you'll do fine. You'll win him over.
Come on, Angela. I'm not going to learn nothing from that guy. He doesn't want students. He wants clones. An army of little Darnells. Their tongues marching in goose step. What a jerk.
Well, the jerk does have a point. It's a small point. It's a tiny point. It's a pinpoint.
Now, what's your point, Angela?
Well, someday you might want to look for another job, and how you present yourself makes a difference.
Oh, wait. Hey, are you saying the way I talk is going to hold me back?
It might. It just depends on what you want to do.
All right. Well, let's say I come to you for an advertising job. You don't know me. You'd hire me, wouldn't you?
See, when you're hiring a prospective employee, there are lots of variables to consider. It's a very competitive job market out there, and you have to make the best impression you possibly can.
You wouldn't hire me, would you?
I wouldn't.
Well, gee, Angela, I just have 2 things to say. I mean, first, that's a pretty rotten thing to say to your best friend, and second, thanks.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Any comments? Why, Mr. Miceli, what a surprise. You have something to say?
Yes, I do, Professor Darnell. Regarding Mr. Lincoln's use of the phrase 67 years ago, wouldn't it have been more economical to have just said 87 years ago?
That's fascinating. That is a point actually worthy of discussion. Economy was not the only consideration. What about the mood created by the poetry of the words?
Ah, but is not clarity even more important? How was 19th century man expected to understand such complex verbiage? After all, he was hardly as educated as we.
However, we must bear in mind that
clarity was perhaps not Mr. Lincoln's main objective. His main objective was to inspire, and that he did.
Well, I acquiesce.
Any other observations? Mr. Musella.
It also strikes me that the qualifier, upon this continent, seems unnecessary. Where else would our fathers have brought forth this nation? Rio?
That is a very provocative thesis. Thank you. You've actually given us something to think about.
Thank you, Professor Darnell. I owe it all to you.
A brief reminder, class. Next week will be your first public speech. And since it's difficult to procure an audience for this event, you are each required to bring one guest. Yes, Mr. Musella.
Can I bring more than one?
You mean, may I bring more than one? And the answer is, yes, you may.
I marvel at his tutelage.
Class dismissed. Mr. Musella.
Yes,
sir. I must tell you how duly impressed I am by your extraordinary progress. Would you care to join me at a meeting of the Oratorical Society? It's Winston Churchill night.
Oh, that's my favorite. A-I-O-U, 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 and sometimes Y. A-I-O-U. Hello, you. Hello, you.
Tony, you need a woman.
Mona, I'm just warming up my instrument.
I rest my case.
Hey, oh, Angela, I'm glad to see you. You want to hear my speech for tonight?
Well, after five times, it kind of loses something. You know, it's possible to go too far.
Well, Angela, you don't understand. You can't go too far in your search for the perfect bon mot.
Won't this be fun, Grandma? Four solid hours of lectures by college freshmen.
Four solid hours? Is this Tuesday night? I just remembered I scheduled some elective surgery.
Don't worry, Tony. I'll tape it for her.
Okay, buddy. Hey, I owe you. I owe you.
I'll get it. It's my Bonnie.
I owe you. That's why.
Hello. Oh, hi, Philly. Yeah, he's here. Hold on. Hey, Dad, it's Philly.
Hey, Sam. Hay is for horses. Can't you come up with a better word than hay?
You're right, Dad. Yo, it's Philly.
Give me the phone here. Hello, Philly. Well, yes, I'd love to go to the Jets game. When? Oh, Monday night. I'm sorry, I'm otherwise engaged. Well, I would cancel, Philly, yes, I would, but it's Edwin Newman night. Oh, yes, and he's going to be speaking on euphemisms, aphorisms, and terse rejoinders. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. Philip, that language hardly becomes... Hello?
Dad, what's with you?
Samantha, I believe the phrase is, what's wrong with you?
No, it's what's with you. I can't even talk to you anymore. You're like a totally different person.
Huh. What's her problem?
Well, why don't we not worry about it right now? Come on, you're gonna be late for your speech.
Okay, yes, you're right. Hey, I owe you.
Hey, yo. The kid's right.
Who are you?
Edwin Newman. Who do you think?
Well, make fun if you must, but I have just decided to expand my horizons.
Well, la-dee-da. Well, let me tell you something, pal. You were doing all right when you talk like me. You got into college. You were president of the Parents Association. And I never heard no complaints from the Benedetti twins.
Well, we didn't talk that much.
I know. I was there.
listen, I have just made a choice to better myself. I mean, I have a thirst for knowledge.
Hey, look, Banana, if you're so thirsty, why don't you get yourself a drink of water, huh? I mean, listen to yourself. You're starting to sound like a real phony.
Phony? Moi? Oh,
that's it. I give up on you.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat a while, but my podium awaits.
Go ahead. Go flap your gums, genius. But remember, when you're up there behind that podium, just think about who's really doing the talking.
Every teacher dreams of finding a student who will fulfill his expectations. 4 weeks ago, such a student walked into my classroom. Since then, through hard work, dedication, and adherence to my principles, he has transformed himself into an effective and eloquent speaker. It is my very great pleasure to present to you Tony Maselli.
Thank you, Professor Darnell. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The subject of my presentation is financial support for collegiate athletes. It is my contention that the cost-benefit analysis
Miss Maselli?
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor Darnell. I had this whole speech prepared for you tonight, you know, prepositions and suppositions up to the heretofore. But you don't want to hear any of this, so let me just tell you a little story, okay? Once upon a time, there was this kid who played a little baseball in high school. Let's call him Tony. It's a nice name. Anyway, if somebody would have come up to Tony back then in high school and said to him, hey, kid, how'd you like to keep playing baseball and go to school and we'll pay for it too? Well, I'm telling you, Tony would have jumped for joy. We're talking dancing in the streets. Unfortunately, though, nobody said that to him. But through hard work, Tony made it to the majors. And everything was going great until one day he got hurt. And boom, his career was over. And now there he stands. No career, no job, no education, no nothing. See, my point is real simple. There are a lot of Tonys out there with the talent and the talent to be the best they can be. And we shouldn't take that chance away from them. They deserve our support. Don't take their future away from them. Thank you, and let's play some ball, huh?
This evening. Thank you very much for coming.
That was great, Dad. Tony, you are good. But that guy with that plaque speech really blew me away. You were wonderful.
Mr. Maselli?
Well, it may not be unanimous. Yes, Professor.
Very interesting speech. Persuasive, well organized, and in violation of nearly every principle that I have tried to drill into you.
Well, you know what they say, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
Does that cliche mean we have just heard your swan song?
No. In fact, Professor Darnell, I've decided to tough it out.
Good. So long as you understand that the key word there is tough.
Yes, sir. By the way, Professor, I'm going to have to miss the Edwin Newman bash. I've got Jets tickets.
Personally, I prefer the Giants.
Well, you would.
Well, welcome back. We missed you.
Yeah, I guess I did go a little overboard on that speech stuff, huh?
Well, going overboard's a natural reaction to your first experience in college. I call it freshmanitis. The point is, college isn't supposed to change you. It's supposed to bring out the best in you.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. You should listen to the lady. She knows what she's talking about. And she's cute, too.
That's for sure.
What was that?
Nothing. I was just saying to myself that you were right. And you know something? You're awfully cute.
You do have a good mind.